The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In case you're just joining us, Danny told us a story last segment about how he was asked to go play golf this morning. LeBron was at the course that Danny was asked to go play, and the people that he was asked to play with was the group in back of LeBron James. So if he had said yes, he'd be playing in the group in front of LeBron that at one point got ushered through to go past LeBron's group and play ahead of him. And if you got video of LeBron's swing on a golf course, because as far as I know, LeBron has not been playing golf for a very long time, it probably looks wrecked. Do you know how many millions of views Danny would have gotten out of that? That might be the biggest thing he's ever done in his career. If he got video of LeBron swinging and it looking not great, because people love to tear athletes apart that don't know what they're doing on the golf course. Now, then, on the other side of that, hasn't been playing long. If LeBron looked awesome, that might also get millions of views, because like, how is he just awesome at everything?
I think people would just expect LeBron to be awesome at golf.
But that'd be the assumption. That's the cool thing about golf. Nobody looks awesome at golf when you first start playing golf.
Right. Like, he could look terrible, but I feel like everybody's assumption was LeBron does everything.
The bet is that he looks bad. Only because everyone looks bad when they don't play golf. Like, golf is one of those sports, very rarely do you have somebody that's just a natural at golf. It's just not really a thing in that sport. Yeah. You have people that have never picked up a baseball bat, and then they all of a sudden pick up a baseball bat, and they look like they're Mark McGwire. Like, they just look like they're awesome. That's a thing in baseball. That does happen. I know hitting a baseball is the hardest thing to do in sports, but there are people that are just naturals. There's a whole movie named after The Natural, right? Like, there are people that are just good at it. Same thing in other sports. Football, basketball, it happens. People at 7 years old just are great at basketball, and it's like, oh, you're okay, you're always great at basketball, it is what it is. But golf's not really that way. So LeBron probably would have stunk. And if you could have taken video of LeBron stinking at golf, that would have gone crazy viral.
Yeah, I'm glad that you spun it that way, because when we were having the conversation with Danny, it was like, hey, this could have been a massive moment. You could have played golf with, like, next to behind LeBron, and it would have been like, I don't think you get much out of that, other than the video. Again, the video's the big part, but like,
you'd get a lot out of it. I'll explain. Emasculating LeBron James,
that do a lot for you.
When is that ever happening in life? Imagine piping a drive 300 yards down the fairway as LeBron looks at you and says, good shot. That was fantastic. Because LeBron knows he can't do that. Imagine there being anything in life that you can do from an athletic standpoint that LeBron can't do, and then being able to do that in front of him. I mean, that's about as good as it gets. Is there anything cooler in life?
So maybe that's the part. I couldn't step up and drive a ball 300 yards. Yeah, I would never think about it.
For you, it wouldn't go that way.
But Danny, it would make sense.
Danny can do that. Danny plays golf a ton. Danny, he's a very long hitter, too, as far as his drives are concerned. So, like, there's a chance that he hits it perfect And it is one of those 300-yard blasts right down the fairway that looks awesome, sounds awesome, is awesome, that LeBron just has to, like, game-recognize game-type moment. Like, okay, great, congratulations. But then LeBron has that realization of, for this one athletic thing, Danny has me beat. That kid that I don't know has me beat in that way. Like, that's awesome.
I feel like when you frame it that way, it's less awesome. You're like, that guy, I don't know that guy, but he's good.
Well, he might know Danny. I don't know if LeBron, I don't have no idea if they have a relationship. Have no clue, yeah. He's been covering the Cavs for a while. I don't know if they have a relationship or don't. It makes it even better if they do have a relationship, though.
Oh, by far.
And if, like, they've seen each other in the locker rooms, and then he just kind of thinks Danny's just this, you know, this guy that covers the Cavs, and then sees him do that in front of him. I mean, talk about cool points until the end of time with LeBron. He's like, oh, yeah, I've seen him golf. He's awesome. Every person he sees would be like, yeah, you don't want to mess with that guy on the golf course, though. Danny, what was that question you had about me leaving the Lakers? Oh, yeah, I'm going to leave the Lakers, and I'm giving that straight to Danny Cunningham because he just emasculated me on the golf course.
Yeah, so you've made it way cooler. Putting Danny into the situation is way cool. Like, I can't even relate to it because I couldn't do that. And, LeBron would have absolutely zero clue who I am.
I mean, so. I just hope Danny sleeps well at night tonight because I know I would not be able to. I know I would be talking about missed opportunity for a very, very long time. Danny spoke on Ty Jerome. And I don't have a million thoughts on Ty Jerome at this point. I think we've gotten crazy into the back end part of this team. In a way that, I get it, it's the time of the year and it is what it is. It becomes a little nauseating, though. It does. When people are so focused on the Ty Jerome, Sam Merrills of the world, instead of focusing on the actual core four, the pieces that will shape and alter this team into a championship team or not. Ty Jerome being on this team or not being on this team is not changing the Cavs' percentages of winning an NBA title one little bit. But this was Danny talking about Ty Jerome.
I do think the playoff performance did bring his market down, certainly from what everybody anticipated it being. I think it probably did cost him about $5 million a year, the fact that he was unplayable in the second round for the most part. I don't know if it is Ty's playoff performance in particular or the way the rest of the playoffs went, not necessarily for the Cavs, but like the NBA as a whole, because I do think the Cavs have put together a very clear strategy that Kobe Altman has tried to implement this offseason, where they have lost two players from the roster in Isaac Okoro and Ty Jerome, two guys who were one-way players. And the Cavs have replaced those guys with two guys in Lonzo Ball and Larry Nance and are much, much, much more conducive to having a postseason rotation because they cannot be played off the floor.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I look at the Ty Jerome situation, and we can mix and match it any way you want, but we are getting very deep into the weeds, when it comes to what will actually change and alter this team for next year.
I don't think we're that in the weeds about it. Ty Jerome was third in sixth man of the year voting. Like, yes, he's a bench player, but he was one of the best bench players across the NBA, according to everybody that voted.
Yeah, but does not having Ty Jerome change their championship odds in the slightest bit?
I would say that if you look at this team and the way that the guards are constructed,
like the markets didn't move at all.
No, but if Lonzo Ball goes down and you're already without Darius to start the year, so who knows what the health of Darius for the entire season is going to be. But even if you're without Lonzo Ball, you get to the playoffs and your next best guard off the bench is Craig Porter Jr.
I get to the playoffs and I question what Ty Jerome I'm getting, though. I get to the playoffs and I question, are we getting the Ty Jerome we just saw? Like, I think the bet the Cavs are making right now, and I don't think they're wrong in this, they want more 16-game players than they want 82-game players. Now, maybe you'd say they're overreacting to just that one playoff performance or the one playoff series against Indiana, and that's a fair rebuttal you got, but at least they're opening their eyes when people tell them they're not performing in the postseason. They're at least acknowledging it, because for 3 years now, they haven't acknowledged it with Darius Garland.
But part of me is looking at it and going, you didn't acknowledge it. Sam Merrill didn't have a good series against Indiana. He was awful against Indiana. He was averaging, I think, 5 points a game. He shot a 33% from three. He did not have a good series at all. So Sam Merrill's playoff riser.
Sam Merrill, no, he's not. He does things a little bit differently. It's a fair rebuttal. I just think they look at him and what he does and the specialty that he does, and they just look at it different than Ty Jerome.
Well, what is the specialty for Sam Merrill?
Well, he's going to shoot threes.
Guess who shot a better three ball last year? That's Ty Jerome. He shot it at like 43%, 44%.
Yeah. And the money and where they were, I would have paid Ty Jerome. I would have found a way, especially since his market came down in a way. I look at this and I thought to myself that way too many people are making an example out of Ty Jerome as if this is all of a sudden going to sink the Cavs. And my perspective on it was, this is not sinking the Cavs. And if anyway, if the Cavs themselves looked at it like, in the postseason, we don't think we can trust them, then okay, fine. I agree with you in the point. It's not like Sam Merrill's shown us a bunch either. That part you're not wrong about.
So I think it's a different conversation, because you're not wrong either, because we're looking at where the Cavs are. The main thing here is the Cavs core four in the starting lineup needs to produce. Like, that's getting you out of the second round of the playoffs and getting you to a title. But I think when you talk about the minute things in a close series that you're bound to go through throughout the playoffs, the thing that almost gets you over the hump after your guys are playing is, how does your bench compare?
If you like Ty Jerome that much, and I like Ty Jerome too, to an extent, but why is it then that they, according to Ty Jerome's own Instagram, he wasn't even given the option to return to the Cavs? Like, what is it about the Cavs that they saw with Ty Jerome and said, no, thank you? I would bet it was a lot to do with this playoff series. I would bet that weighed heavily on it. You make a good argument back, though, with the idea that Sam Merrill's playoff series didn't dictate anything one way or another with them. But what is it about Ty Jerome that they said, we don't trust you in the big-time spots? Maybe it's just the idea that Ty Jerome had so much more of an impact on the offense than Sam Merrill. And if you're going to go ahead and have someone that's a sixth man of the year and be the sixth person in your rotation and everything else, we don't want it to be Ty Jerome, because that's too much of an input from someone like that. Whereas Sam, yeah, you're paying Sam money, but you're not asking Sam to do nearly as much. And if Sam doesn't show up in the postseason like he didn't last year, that's not the end of the world either.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, though. Like, you looked at the Indiana series, if you're the Cavs, and go, oh, Ty did not play well. The difference between Sam not playing well in that series and Ty not playing well in that series is Ty was thrust into the starting role of being the second best player on the court in one of those games. In terms of scoring, I think he was probably the second best scorer on the floor when you had no Darius, you had no Evan, you had no DeAndre Hunter. That's not Ty's role. Like, he's great as a sixth man.
There's something to the idea that in game five of that Pacers series, they sat him the entire first half. And then in the second half of that series, he had 2 3-pointers, and it looked like he was getting in rhythm. And then Donovan said, no, thank you. I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. Like, you're not touching the ball the rest of the time. Like, there was a trust that was lost with Ty Jerome. And I feel like once that trust was lost, it was just too hard to come back from. And the Cavs, maybe they did it before game five. They were telling you without telling you in many ways. They did this with Okoro in the postseason, too. In blowout games in Miami, it took Okoro well into the third quarter to see playing time. Like, they were telling you who they trust and who they don't trust in those spots. And Ty Jerome just fell out of favor with them. And that Pacers series, in game five in particular, you got to have a spotlight shown on that one. All right, we come on back. We're going to switch to the Browns. And I want to hear from you guys. 216-474 to below 92. Is it too rosy of an approach with Andrew Berry's time here. What one analyst said, we'll have it for you next. It's Jonathan Peetle and Jake Vonick, Afternoon Drive, right here on The Fan.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.